couple of players said that that was pretty cool that he would bring his family to this kind of transaction, and that kind of may give you a clue that, you know, they're all in.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, bringing his whole family, they're, you can tell they're a tight unit, yeah. You know, and that's what you want. I mean, I think, you know, they preach family. You can tell they're a close family. You know, so are we as a team, so they kind of go hand in hand. But, yeah, I think it is cool. I mean, I agree with the guys. I think it's cool that, you know, they all came out versus just one or two of them.
Are you throwing as much in practice here in camp as, like, when you were the starting quarterback at Oklahoma State?
Not even close. At Oklahoma State, you know, and that was just the offense we ran. I mean, we threw it 50 times a game. So, you know, the drills we did, I mean, I had a pitch counter one day, and I was up over 300 throws. So I wouldn't say I get that, you know, here, but it's good because the longer season, you know, essentially you play 21 games, and so just in the regular season, then you go to the playoffs, it's even more. So it's, you know, you gotta take care of your arm. I mean, that's, you know, we threw a lot at Oklahoma State. That's just the way that, you know, that offense works.
But you're getting enough throws?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, going with the ones, you know, getting those reps, I think, you know, you get a few more, maybe the other guys. So I'm getting plenty of throws.
Does your arm feel less fatigued, a little fresher when you finish practice here than when you were there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think so. You know, it's nice because throwing a football doesn't put a whole lot of strain on your arm anyway. So, you know, it's one of those things that doesn't, you know, I walk up, I can go throw another 100 balls right now. You know, it's not a big deal, which is a good thing. So, yeah, it's fresh. My arm feels great, and that's a good thing, you know, going forward.
You feel this is one of your better camp practices?
Yeah, I think today and yesterday. I think, today I felt really in tune with what we're doing. Made the right reads. You know, the one Joe made a great play on. But other than that, I learned from it. The next play we're in again, I checked it down for a first down. So I made a mistake. One mistake that I felt like there was kind of, you know, like an error, I guess. But I learned from it the next time we ran it and checked it down. So yeah, I think today was a really good day.
And Mo Mass and Greg made some nice plays.
Great, you know, back shoulder, double move, you know, double route moves and going up and making plays over the corner. Those guys are good at that. That's kind of their strength, is going up over guys and making plays on the body, and they had a lot of them today.
How much does that excite you when you see guys like Mo Mass and Greg and even Monterio out there, aside from Trent and Josh Gordon? How excited do you get about the potential that you guys can have offensively when you watch some of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they get better every day, and I'm still so new that I'm still learning what all they can do. But I mean, it's obvious watching the tape from last year. You know, Mo, the catch he had in the backcourt in this right end zone was exactly what he did last year. You know, I think he's got a lot of ability. Greg Little is a great player, like you said. I mean, they're guys that have a unique ability. You know, and so it's nice to have those guys on the side of the ball, and the quarterback. It's nice to have those guys as a weapon.
You mentioned back shoulder throws. It seems like there's been a lot of those the last two or three days. Is that something you're trying to do? I mean, obviously that's what you're throwing the ball, but is that a cognizant thing? We're going to throw a lot of those?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the spring, I was trying. I didn't have a tight end in college. And those tight ends, when they get matched up on those safeties or linebackers, the backers just turn their back, so you're able to back shoulder them and throw on the body. So we worked on it a lot. And, you know, yesterday there was probably about 10 of them, you know. And so we're conscious about it. We're conscious about, you know, giving those guys a chance. You know, because you throw it up over them, they can get their hand up there and knock it down. But, you know, I'm working on it because I think it's a throw that every corner will tell you it's tough to stop. If you can execute it right, you know, look at Aaron Rodgers. I think he's the best at it. And, you know, it's hard to stop. I mean, I think, you know, you don't want to rely on it, but, you know, it's there if you need it.
Jordan Cameron really coming on strong in this camp, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. And we're so deep at tight end. I mean, he's good. The thing about Jordan, he's such a good athlete. I mean, match up on linebacker, he can run double moves, he can run verticals, he can really fly, run corner routes. He can do so many different things like a receiver. You know, he's that hybrid, you know, I guess what they type call it. But he's had a great camp. You know, he's really come on and made a lot of plays.
Did he have him say anything to you encouraging about you, about your performance? Has he seen you play in person or anything like that?
He didn't say. We just kind of met in passing. We were going to do drills, and I just kind of stopped him, Mr. Holmgren, and just kind of said hi and congratulated him. Just small talk. Like I said, I'm sure we'll get a chance to sit down and visit a little more.
Hey, Brandon, we saw a lot of red zone dating yesterday. And I know you had some really impressive numbers down there in college. What do you think you're at your best down there? something clicked for you?
I think you work so hard to get down there, one. So you know you got to take care of the football. So I think being smart with it, knowing where to go with the football, you know, pre-snap and then adjusting from there. We did a lot of really good stuff that we do here in college that gives you a chance to make plays in the front of the end zone, back of the end zone, corner of the end zone. So many different plays are tough on defense. And so, I think I take a lot of pride in it because you don't want to take your team down the field to the 15-yard line and cough the ball up or do something to give them, give it right back. So we're real conscious of it. And, I think at Oklahoma State we're really good at it. And I hope the tie continues.
What have you learned about Joe Haden to this point?
He's really damn good. He's really good, and it makes me better. I mean, just because he's so good, I have to still go over there and throw at him and challenge him. One, he needs it. Secondly, I really need it. And so, there's times I threw Mo a double move on him, and I think, having a guy like Joe out there to go up against our guys is good for our receivers and really good for me. So, he's really damn good like I said, he got me early on. He jumped a rat over here, which it's still in the back of my mind. I won't let it happen again early in practice, early in the camp. So I'm conscious of it. He's a good player.
Do you like the fact that he said to you the other day, you're staring down your receivers on your three-step drops? Do you like the fact that he's getting involved?
Yeah, I went and asked him. I said, hey, Joe, what'd you see there? Because I just turned my head and throw it. I said, what'd you see there? He was like, well, you took a three-step drop. I was priffing you, and then I saw the receiver. So that's how good he is. So for me, I went to ask him, say, hey, what happened? So it just so happened I threw that same exact route on the other day, and I had to give him a little different look, but which is good. I mean, I think, I feel like I do a pretty good job using my eyes. And so, especially the short routes or timing routes that got to come out quick, as good as he is, he can jump those routes. So you got to mix up your looks a little bit.